with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you spending a little time with the Grilling Guys on the weekend. And you know what? We're touring South Carolina right now, Barbecue Bob, and we are going to get away from the food and maybe go to a little beverage, right?
That's right. Before we do that, I would like to just say thank you to our producer, Mr. Brian Fonger, who is running the big board for us every week and making sure that this show gets produced, packaged up, and sent off to stations now around the country, and making sure it gets on the internet and all the places it has to be. It's something you and I can't do. We can do some cool things at the grill and on a smoker, but we can't push all these buttons and make sure everybody hears us. So, Brian, we appreciate you, man.
Amen, Brian.
So, dude, on the live line right now is an interesting cat. His name is Brian O'Neill from Benford Brewing Company. How you doing, Brian?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for joining us. Jop, I was scouring the internet, and, you know, we always head to Gulf Shores and Florida and everything, spring break, and I haven't had a vacation in a while, so I'm itching to get going.
Good thing I got my boots on.
Since the theme is South Carolina barbecue, I thought, let me find some beer in South Carolina. And I'm going to tell you, there's a whole bunch of microbrews there. But I found one that doesn't really have a tap room. He just produces, and I could actually find it on my way to Gulf Shores. So that was one of the reasons I started really honing in on this. But Benford Brewing Company, Brian O'Neill, welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Appreciate it, man. It's very awesome you do a South Carolina barbecue, too. We do have some good places in this state.
You sure do. So tell us your deal on how you got into being a brewer. It's a cool story.
Well, I was a custom swimming pool contractor, and I started in high school in the swimming pool business. And ended up starting my own business in 2001 and owned the business for approximately 16 years. I spent 22 years in the pool business. And my first office manager in 2001 bought me a Mr. Beer kit for Christmas.
Nice.
And I had no clue what to do with it. And I dabbled with it. And like everybody, very similar story. You make a terrible beer. You drink it because you made it.
Right.
And it just caught. And what's really cool about the swimming pool business and the beer business is very similar. It's all pumps, hydraulics.
Water chemistry.
Yeah, you will heat a hot tub up, you're going to heat up your boil kettle. It's all relays and switches and heater elements. And
absolutely.
Everything's the same. It just relates very much to the same. So I built a building on my farm for my swimming pool business. We started a family. My hobby of home brewing got shifted to my building, and I started making larger homemade equipment to brew larger batches of beer.
So is it safe to say your brew house is a 20 by 40 with a deep end?
Pretty much, like a 40 by 60 with a deep end. And so it just kind of evolved into turning into a business as a kind of a joke or a hobby type business, like just something to do. And after about a year of running a brewery on a small scale, 55-gallon drum of beer, seeing people consume your product in a restaurant, just a local restaurant, that was very exciting. And being very burned out in the pool business and the pool business becoming debt-free, we decided to pursue the brewery business. I didn't want to invest any more money in the pool business. We cashed out. We bought a used 30-barrel brew house from Tin Roof Brewing Company in Baton Rouge. We brought all the equipment up here. We started putting it together, and there's nothing in this building that we haven't, or I personally haven't touched myself.
Wow.
So that's how I got started.
So that pool building experience for 15 years and truly, truly must have been just a great advantage for you in building a brew house, because there's so much water lines and control packs and
absolutely.
Heaters, and it's just that's an amazing coincidence. Being in the hot tub business, I totally get your side of the business. That's kind of cool.
Well, it's a logical progression. Yeah. And here's what I'm getting out of all of this is, one, you've got some expertise, but two, you hit your passion. When you're working your passion, there's no work that's too hard. You're just going to figure it out, and you're going to keep moving forward.
That's right. And I work from home. We've been recognized by the Department of Agriculture as the only South Carolina agriculturally operated brewery. We have to get rid of these spent grains. I had cows on my property, so we didn't seek to have an agricultural brewery. It just happened. And when I first started this, I was relatively embarrassed by it because it's not fancy. It's just a metal building on my farm, and you know, it's not fancy and thrilly and like it is in the big cities and stuff. But like the tap rooms, so they're nice. But what I found out is that people really enjoy coming out here and sitting on the farm, sitting on some picnic tables on a Saturday. We're only open 5 hours on a Saturday. And people just like coming out here and seeing the place. And it really has changed my perspective of what people really enjoy about a brewery.
But do you have any goats? That's what I want to know.
No goats. Yeah, I'm working on pigs and chickens.
Yeah. So then we haven't at all talked about the style of beer that you're making. Take us down that road.
So without owning the pool business and being extremely busy, as you probably well know, as being a general contractor, I didn't have time to go to beer festivals, and I enjoyed beer. I enjoyed craft beer. But I never really followed like the trends of what was popular. And we brewed beer as a hobby for beers that I enjoyed. So we raised honeybees on this property. And so my wife asked if I could brew a honey beer. Our flagship beer has become our Irish honey ale. The Irish part is the Irish ale, the yeast strand that we used, and the honey, of course, is from the honey from the farm. And it was just a pale ale with a twist. There's just something a little bit different where it's just not your typical pale ale that most breweries produce. And it was just something that was different and I enjoyed, and I knew I had to be strategic and being a little bit different to catch the attention of people. And it has become a flagship beer, and we have an amusement park right on the state line called Carowinds.
Right.
Our Irish honey is the house beer for Carowinds now for 3 years. And we rebranded it at the park as Carabrew Honey Ale.
Now, how far are you from the Chattooga River?
The Chattooga River?
Yeah.
I have no clue where it's at.
Must be a long ways.
Must be. Okay. Yeah. And now, if people are cruising down to spring break, if they're on 65, I know if you go through Nashville, you've got a lot of outlets there.
Yeah, we have Lippman Brothers in Nashville, Tennessee, is our Tennessee distributor throughout the state. So we do have a beer finder on our website that kind of helps you pinpoint.
Yes.
It's just a generalization of where beer has been sold. I don't really have current inventories in Tennessee.
Right.
But if you're going through Tennessee, I know Frugal McDougal's is one stop that's really close to the interstate you can get to. And one, I think it's called the Uncork Corky Dorks or something like that in Nashville, they usually keep the beer in stock that I know off the top of my head.
And then if you're heading down 75, you've got lots of outlets there as well.
I
looked at your beer finder. It was pretty cool. That was, you're doing your work.
Right. So it's 75 on the side of Nashville or Tennessee. And if you're heading like toward Myrtle Beach or Charleston or Wilmington, I'm heading to Wilmington today. But if you're going down, hit 77 or 26, and you're kind of getting to the Carolinas, we're in both states pretty heavy.
Okay.
So, Brian, you've got one beer, your Irish Honey. Is that your nickname for your wife, is that the name of the beer?
Well, that's one beer that we have. It could be your nickname. Another beer that we have that's our number two selling beer, which is probably creeping up to our number one selling beer, is we had a trademark issue. It's very interesting. That's on our website with Evil Twin Brewing Company. And we have our IPA, our standard IPA. It's called World's Problem Solver. It was named after an old neighbor of mine that passed away of cancer. And actually, we would sit in my hot tub and try to solve the world's problems, but we couldn't remember what we talked about.
Right. Well, listen, Brian, we are out of time here on this segment. But I want folks to know to go to Benford Brewing Company in Lancaster, South Carolina. Give us your website real quick.
BenfordBrewing.com.
It's awesome. He's got a lot of beers, Jop. They're really unique, very cool story. Brian O'Neill, thanks so much for joining the Grilling Guys this weekend.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for calling me.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to bring this train to the station in the last segment with a little bit more of this Carolina barbecue. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.